This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In a major boost for the Indian Defence Forces and the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative, Prime Minister Narendra Modi commissioned 3 frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vakshir, at the naval dockyard in Mumbai today. On the commissioning of these 3 frontline naval combatants, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today we are taking a very big step towards strengthening the Navy of the 21st century." He noted that this is the first time a destroyer, a frigate and a submarine are being commissioned together.
आज भारत की समुद्री विरासत नेवी के गौरवशाली इतिहास और आत्मनिर्भर भारत अभियान के लिए भी बहुत बड़ा दिन है। छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज ने भारत में नौ सेना को नया सामर्थ्य दिया था, नया विजन दिया था। आज उनकी इस पावन धरती पर 21वीं सदी की नेवी को सशक्त करने की तरफ हम एक बहुत बड़ा कदम उठा रहे हैं।
The commissioning of the 3 naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense manufacturing and maritime security. It will also strengthen efforts towards being a global leader in defense and augment the quest towards self-reliance. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to Army personnel and veterans on Army Day. In a message, the President highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. President Murmu praised the Army for its courageousness, saying they have consistently displayed extraordinary courage and high standards of professionalism in defending our borders. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion of the 77th Army Day. In his message, the CDS said that this day celebrates the unwavering dedication, courage and indomitable spirit of the Indian Army. He added that the Indian Army stands as the bedrock of the security and unity of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Spanish President Pedro Sanchez today during his 2-day visit to the country. In a social media post, Mr. Jaishankar said they recalled the President's successful visit to India, reaffirming the long-standing partnership. He also briefed the President of Spain about his discussions in Madrid and apprised him of progress on both the country's bilateral agenda. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mysterious illness in Rajouri district has claimed 2 more lives in the past 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 14 since December 2024. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the latest victims include a 6-year-old girl, Safina Kausar, and her relative, Muhammad Yusuf. Chief Secretary Atal Dallu chaired a meeting yesterday with health experts and officials from national institutions to investigate the cause of the deaths. He urged health and police departments to coordinate in investigating the mystery. The UT administration has launched an investigation into the unexplained deaths of 14 individuals. Kerala's ambitious drive to attract international investment gained significant momentum as Industries Minister P. Rajiv led a high-profile delegation to Dubai, securing strong commitments from UAE's top business and government leaders for the upcoming Invest Kerala Global Summit, IKGS. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense to very dense fog in many places. Delhi's visibility dropped to 0 meters at 9 a.m. this morning. The Weather Department also stated that Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and the northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. Minimum temperatures over central India and Maharashtra are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 3 days. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning are expected over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. In women's cricket, opting to bat first, India were 131 for no loss in 17 overs in the final match of the 3-match ODI series at Rajkot, Gujarat today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.